RJ Bell's with us at RJ in Vegas, pregame.com, 5 days a week nationally, straight out of Vegas on Fox Sports Radio. Game of the week from a glamour standpoint, Kansas City 5.5 against Baltimore.
I love this game. You know, I actually, you know, it's funny, I only tweet about 7 or 8 things a week these days, but this was one of them. Is I kind of thought of this game like a movie trailer, like deception, duplicity, right? Not the next movie, but Ravens at KC. Now, what do I mean? Both coaches, I think, have a massive amount of surprises, many surprises up their sleeve. First off, Kansas City, last 3 years, weeks 1 through 5, so early third of the season, a little bit less, right? 12-0 straight up, 11-0-1 undefeated against the spread. Okay, why? Andy Reid, he's a play designer. He sits in the off season, drinking pina coladas perhaps, and making plays. And with Mahomes especially, wowza, right? Now, Harbaugh, really good coach. But what we know is he spent the whole offseason getting Lamar Jackson schematically multiple, flexible. Whatever you want to say, he has a few tricks up his sleeve, and he hasn't really been able to or needed to use any of them because he had the Dolphins locked up in week one. And he ran the ball 20, was it 20 or 30, Fez? You remember? I can't. It was either 20 or 30 extra more times than he passed, right? So run, run, run. And then he passed more than he ran against Arizona. What the heck? What do we expect? And does he have anything he was just waiting on for Andy Reid after they beat him last year? Let me say it, yes. So to me, I think both offenses have a big advantage. I love the over in the game. Fez and I have a bet on it. He liked the over. Well, I'm sorry, the under, we bet, you know, on the podcast. But then today, after I did my handicap again and I uncovered this number that I hadn't known about Reed, I go, Fez, you want more? It's true.
Yep, twisting them and turning them. tell me if I am a moron here for this logic, because I'm gonna go against the common belief that Mike Tomlin can't coach. I want the Steelers plus 6.5 of the Niners. Am I wrong?
I love the Steelers. In fact, this is my best bet of the week. It will be in our Super Contest. And, by the way, 60% on the season. Feeling pretty good about that.
Nice, nice.
Here's the thing. Tomlin did not lose his first game entering the game with a losing record. So let's think what that means. 0-1, you have a losing record, right? 3-4, you have a losing record, right? So in all the games Tomlin entered with a losing record, it was his 7th season before he lost his first game. It's almost incomprehensible. He was 7-0 from 2007 to 2000, up through into 2012. In his entire time, he's been 70% in those spots. Okay? Now, the rest of the league, entering the game with a losing record, they win 41% of the time. So if there's anything Tomlin does well, he takes a team that's losing and turns that ship around motivationally, whatever. That's point one. Point two, what did the Steelers, and I'm asking this not rhetorically, what did the Steelers tell us about their optimism the rest of the season when they traded their number one pick next year?
Yep, they're not giving up.
And they're optimistic.
Yep.
Right? Because if they needed a quarterback, wouldn't this have been the perfect time? Because let me ask you guys, what would you put the over and under if you didn't believe what I believe? You just say Steelers with a backup quarterback. What would the over-under be for wins on the season?
7.5, 7.
That seems high. Fez's number and my number both were 4.5. So
really?
But, wow. Well, I mean, remember, they're already 0-2.
Yeah.
Right? So even if they win 5 of the next 14 games,
they'd
slightly, you know. And again, maybe the number's 5.5. I don't know, 6.5. But they still would have had a pick 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Like a really high pick.
Yep.
And instead they said, give us a guy that, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say he's a superstar, the Dolphins guy. So I think this is a strong statement. We got our quarterback. And sometimes a team will tell you more than any or most people realize about what they're thinking about things by the actions they take.